You're listening to Stateside on Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham.
Climate strikes are being held around the world today, including here in Michigan. The youth-led movement aims to pressure corporations and governments to do more to reduce the greenhouse gases that are causing climate change. We visited a few strikes around the state, starting in Grand Rapids.
I'm skipping work to be here.
Yeah. What's your name?
Alvina. This is important because we need more people to rise and be aware that the things that we're doing isn't going to make survive. Like, we're not going to survive if we keep doing what we're doing. So change needs to happen, and change needs to happen now.
I'm Elizabeth Courtright from Traverse City, Michigan. I just really want to send a message to our local government and also just the national government that we're here and we care and we want them to do something.
I'm Natalie Lasco from Grand Traverse Academy. We need to start acting and we need to start going green and stop using fossil fuels, and everyone just needs to protect the environment so that we have it for years to come.
I'm John O'Brien from Marquette. You know, we're here to announce that we are urging NMU President Fritz Erickson to join 53 other college and university presidents who have signed on in support of a price on carbon. You know, humans have been on Earth for hundreds of thousands of years, and just in the past few hundred years, we've managed to pollute the air to the point where the rest of the future of humanity is at jeopardy. And so just the people who are alive right now have a huge opportunity to correct it for the coming thousands of generations, really.
My name is Malini Dasgupta. I'm from Ann Arbor. I'm here because I really feel like there's no point to our education or a lot of things that we're sort of doing. People are thinking about their careers, they're planning for their jobs, and it all seems very pointless if we have this climate crisis, if we let it be untackled. I think this strike in and of itself obviously won't change major policies, but I hope it'll just begin to give a message to the people in power that not everyone is okay with us just letting this continue to happen, and that young people especially are looking for some drastic and significant change.
There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. That's how the light gets in.
Today's global climate strikes were inspired in part by this young lady.
So what I'm telling you to do now is to act. Because no one is too small to make a difference.
That's 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg speaking at George Washington University earlier this week. And young people throughout Michigan have heeded Thunberg's call. We have two of them now with us. Hannah Huggett is a student at Black River High School in Holland. She's organizing the Holland Youth Climate Strike taking place this evening. Naina Agrawal-Hardin is a student at Washtenaw International High School. She's one of the organizers for the Washtenaw County Climate Strike. So while older activists are joining in this climate strike, this is a youth-led movement. What do younger people see in climate change that leads you to action like this? Naina?
I think being young gives us a really unique perspective in that we have our whole futures ahead of us, and we want to be able to look forward to those futures instead of being fearful of what they might hold.
Hannah?
Absolutely. So well said. I feel it's important because it has a particular urgency to us. We are the ones that are going to have to deal with the consequences of today's decisions. And students may only be 20% of the entire population, but we're 100% of the future. So that's why we need to take action now.
At what point did you two think, yeah, we are in a state of emergency and I have to do something about it right now?
When I heard what the IPCC, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, had said in their 2018 report, I realized, you know, we have 12 years to drastically reduce our emissions. In 12 years, I'll be 27, 28 years old, and I'm not going to have time to grow up and change the system from within. I need to do something right now if I want to have the opportunity to be an adult like my parents had.
Hannah?
Totally. Yeah, so for me, I think the moment was a combination of two moments. When I first started reading about what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, her Green New Deal, that really inspired me. And also when I learned about Greta Thunberg, the Swedish teenager who began this movement.
Let's talk about the Green New Deal a little bit. I wanted to ask you guys about this. But, you know, the Trump administration not only denies climate change is in part due to human activities, but the government is actively dismantling programs that work to mitigate greenhouse gas emissions. The last election resulted in some progressive politicians like AOC being elected to Congress, and that Green New Deal was one of the things that's been proposed. And, of course, it deals with reducing greenhouse gas emissions, makes it a priority in government. What do you think of these two very different approaches in Washington?
Climate change is real. We need politicians who are going to acknowledge that, who are going to listen to facts and science and not make science partisan, because science is not partisan. It's just facts. In terms of the Green New Deal, I'm a huge proponent of the Green New Deal. I work a lot with Sunrise Movement, which is a youth-led grassroots organization that fights for the Green New Deal on a national and a local level. And I think we cannot solve the climate crisis without an approach that integrates social justice into our solution. And the Green New Deal is what that is. And it's the only comprehensive solution that I see on the table right now.
You know, logistically, I imagine organizing one of these events is similar there in Holland as it is in Ann Arbor. But, you know, organizing a protest in the liberal bubble that is Ann Arbor might be a little easier than organizing an event in Holland. Hannah, what kind of obstacles did you face?
Well, when it comes to the more technical details, I had some trouble locking down a venue because climate change is seen as a controversial issue. We had to have a specific status of an organization. So we needed a 501c3 organization with liability insurance to underwrite the event. So that was one technical difficulty. And then Holland, I think, is still sort of a more politically conservative community. And for some, it's not that they feel strongly on the opposing side, but it's more that they're apathetic about the issue because they're not educated about it. So that's why for me, as I've been organizing this, it's been so important to get awareness on it in all ways possible. I'm not a social media person, but I got a social media account on Instagram specifically to promote awareness of this and tweet out statistics that I think can really hit home for people. And so one of the major goals of the climate strike event in Holland is just to educate people about the truth of the magnitude of this issue and also how they do have a voice and they can use it on the individual, communal, and even corporate levels.
I want to ask each of you a personal question because this is a global issue and you guys are high school students and you're tackling it, it would seem to be, to me, to be something that would be so big, so huge, so overwhelming, so complicated that you wouldn't feel like anything you do would matter that much. So how do you get the nerve to get up in the morning and say, I'm tackling this thing?
I don't know how I would live in this world without being active on these issues. What I always tell myself is, you know, the IPCC says that we have, you know, 11-ish years, a little less at this point to tackle this problem before the damage we've done to our planet becomes irreversible. And in 11 years, 10, 11 years, do I want to wake up and think, gosh, I could have done more? Or do I want to wake up and say, I did absolutely everything I could?
Hannah?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I personally am motivated to do things with advocacy, particularly climate change advocacy, because I feel a sort of personal responsibility to take care of the Earth, because Earth is our home and we're inextricably connected to every other living being on Earth. And it's our actions causing climate change. And we are a detriment to other life on Earth, animals, plants. It's crazy. And so I feel that if I'm not doing something, that I'm only, by not speaking up, I'm sort of going along with it, you know? It reminds me of a quote that Martin Luther King Jr. said. He said that injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And he who ignores it without protesting is really cooperating with it. And our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter.
You know, while we're seeing the effects of climate change here in Michigan, there are much more dramatic examples in other parts of the world. I'm wondering if you have any friends or relatives elsewhere that are seeing those kinds of impacts like drought or sea level rise.
Yeah, definitely. And that was another moment the one that I'm about to share, where I really woke up and said to myself, we're in an emergency and I need to do something right now. I'm biracial. My dad's parents live in northern India. My mom's parents live in East Tennessee. And those are the places where my two parents grew up. And a couple years ago, a forest fire almost burned down our family home in East Tennessee. And just the thought of losing that place where I spend Christmas every year, that place that my entire family holds so dear, was really terrifying. And then just this year, some really intense flooding happened in northern India, in Bihar. And luckily, my family was okay because our house there is on a hill. But many, many families there were not okay. And I know that that flooding is just going to intensify. I know that those forest fires are just going to become more common. And that is terrifying.
What do you two actually think this climate strike will accomplish?
So much. I mean, the point of a strike is to disrupt business as usual. And that is so important when it comes to climate, because business as usual is not sustainable. I hope that this climate strike will send a message to corporations and to politicians that we are not going to accept inaction anymore. We are demanding action on climate justice, not just climate action, but climate justice. And I think it'll send the message that young people expect that they will take steps to protect our future. We need them to be brave for us, and that's what we're trying to show them.
Hannah?
The message that I think everyone should know is the urgency of this issue. Also that it's a nonpartisan issue, that whatever it is you're fighting for, whether it be gay rights or gun rights or really whatever, if we don't all fight to save the earth, we are all going to be extinct. I think it's really powerful that it's youth-led, and the fact that it wasn't youth that caused this issue, but the fact that we're the ones trying to solve it, that's huge. And also, people should know that this issue affects people in different ways, depending on their socioeconomic status, racial group, even where they live. And corporations have been presented with the solutions, but they aren't enacting them. We need to be calling them out for that. And crazy statistics, such as the fact that 40 football fields of trees are cut down every minute and profit is made from it. That's greed. So we need to call that out. And hopefully people will, if they attend the climate strike or if we get media coverage at our strikes and it can be broadcast to a larger audience, then people will hear all those things, because I'm planning to try and impress those things upon people at my climate strike event and help people learn how to impact this issue, again, on the individual, communal, and corporate levels that they can.
You mentioned earlier that your future is not going to be the same future as your parents or your grandparents. It's going to be different because of climate change. How do you deal with that?
It's really unfair. It's even more unfair that people with less privilege than me have contributed the least to climate change and are going to suffer the most. Young people with less privilege than me. And yeah, it's hard to grapple with, because you look at older generations and you think to yourself, why didn't you do anything? Why didn't you fight for my generation and you know, for my children? It makes you really angry, but the intergenerational movement that we're building gives me a lot of hope.
Hannah, how do you feel about your future looking different than that of your parents or your grandparents?
Wow, yeah. So I always try to live with an attitude of, you know, I could die tomorrow, so I want to do everything I can today for the issues that matter. It's so sad that unless young people are doing something, since adults aren't, in the corporate world aren't, that we might not have that future. It's a really hard thing to deal with. And there are so many people who have less privilege, like you were saying. And they contributed the least, they're suffering the most. What do we do about that? And how do we spread awareness of just the fact that this issue is just layered with intersectionality, meaning all of the aspects of a person's life, again, their racial group, socioeconomic status, the place they live, that can affect them and put them in a much worse situation than most of us who live in more in areas where we just have more privilege. So what can we do about that?
Hannah Huggett is a student at Black River High School in Holland. She's organizing the Holland Youth Climate Strike that will be an evening event. Nana Agrawal-Hardin, a student at Washtenaw International High School, she's the lead organizer for the Washtenaw County Climate Strike. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
The climate strikes have commonly centered around older youth and college students, but there are young kids participating as well. We wrap up our climate strike coverage at Detroit Prep, an elementary school in the city of Detroit.
So my name is Jillian Clapp. I'm the art teacher at Detroit Prep here on the east side of Detroit, and we are getting ready to take our kindergartners, first grade, second grade, third graders on a little climate march around our neighborhood.
Let's come sit crisscross applesauce behind our sign and wait for all the friends to join us.
So last week in art for all 3 days we made signs because we knew that Greta Thunberg had started a climate march for kids.
Recycle! Recycle! Recycle!
One of my career possibilities was a mayor, and in that possibility, I believe that it's helping out with the city a lot. So I want to grow up like helping and doing something like that, doing something that would make a big difference, or at least start to make a big difference.
For climate change, and we shouldn't litter, and it's getting hotter, and we should not like just leave it everywhere, because we live on this earth, and then there would be no other place to live but space.
Less trash. Mulching to help our planet and to show people that our planet matters, because we need the planet to survive. The planet is a nice, caring place when people don't litter or disturb the air. And it's some place where I feel comfortable. I feel love. I feel peaceful.
Detroit Prep can do this! Detroit Prep can do this! Detroit Prep can do this!
So we just got back from our climate march, and the kids are regrouping with their crew, which is what we call our classes. And the kids will go out and be able to tell their parents and family and friends what they did today and help spread the message.
We went around in a circle chanting words to save the earth from it getting filled with trash. We love the planet because we live there and we need it to be clean so we can eat and drink water.
The kids really, really loved it. They've been excited about it for weeks. And they really, really seemed to be jazzed about it. So it was a really great day, I think, for everybody that participated.
Climate strike! Climate strike! Climate strike! Climate strike! Climate strike!
That's our show for today. A special thanks to Nicole Walton at WNMU, Taylor Wisner at Interlochen Public Radio, and Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer, Adam Reyes, and Tad Davis. I'm Lester Graham. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.